Lawale Laila Lawale, Executive Director of the South Sudan Network of People Living with HIV, says, the key challenges facing people living with HIV is a lack of ways to make a living.
The current economic crisis has caused more harm to people living with AIDS and TB and affected communities. It is deepening and worsening the economic livelihood, the status of HIV and TB, hence they are facing hunger and starvation with no source of income, without any saving, leading to the defaulting in treatment, and as a result, people are dying, and also they spread HIV AIDS because they are not receiving the services. They are not turning up because of being hungry.
Lawale added that the orphans of people who have succumbed to AIDS are falling behind with education because they lack school fees and people to support them financially.
National HIV response is to address issues such as stigma and discrimination. We know very well that stigma is the key problem that leads people to die. So if we not address, we need to address the stigma and discrimination, sexual harassment, gender-based violence, including rape. That is still existing in South Sudan. We always hear raping all over the corners of South Sudan, and this rape must be brought to an end.
A resident who spoke to VOA on conditions of anonymity for fear of being stigmatized over their HIV status says, among other challenges, people living with HIV face discrimination at workplaces, adding that people who disclose their status sometimes get fired. The resident says, South Sudan has a weak health sector with limited trained personnel and limited organizational and technical capacity to support people living with HIV and tuberculosis. This often leads to poor quality service for supporting people living with HIV. Statistics for 2022 published on the UNAIDS website indicates that 160,000 people were living with HIV in South Sudan. The statistics shows that last year in South Sudan, 150,000 adults aged 15 and above were living with HIV, while 15,000 children under the age of 14 were living with the virus. The statistics also shows that 1.9% of people aged 15 to 49 had HIV. The undersecretary in the South Sudan Health Ministry, Adair Machar Adair, says the government has limited funds which reduces its capacity to support the country's HIV response.
In South Sudan, HIV remains a major public health issue with prevalence of 1.9. The highest infection rates are seen in Greater Equatorial Region and lowest in the Upper Nile Region.
This year, World AIDS Day is being commemorated under the theme, Let Community Lead. Lawale urges South Sudan to allow people living with HIV to lead programs aimed at supporting people affected by the virus rather than involving people who are not infected to make decisions for them. Hussein Abdulbaghi, South Sudan Vice President in charge of the Government Service Cluster, praised the South Sudan Network of People Living with HIV for the group's unity. Abdulbaghi urged communities to not discriminate against people living with HIV.
Fight against stigma will enable the HIV patient to work comfortably to the health facility to take their drugs. It is our moral responsibility to embrace positive individuals and encourage them to live freely among ourselves. We need to further encourage them to speak about their status and motivate members of their communities to establish their status. Such a strong initiative shall help curb the rate of infection and concurrently eliminate stigma in the society.
Statistics from South Sudan Health Ministry shows that the number of people who know their HIV status increased from 35% in 2021 to 40% in 2022. The Health Ministry also confirms the number of people receiving antiretroviral treatment rose from 27% in 2021 to 33% in 2022. For VOA News, I am Juliana Sherpai, reporting from Juba.